Howdy and Frank Show. 1-800-95-5-KLOS is the number. With us on the phone is Michael Bisping. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. We were just talking about run-ins with wild animals. Do you have a story that you have a run-in with a particular wild animal?
Well, you know, being a UFC fighter and training for a fight, I kind of have run-ins with wild animals every day. in the training room with me in preparation for this fight.
No, I know that I think you train, but you don't. Back in the day, you didn't always train in the gym. You'd like to be outside. You're the guy who would carry a log around or go like trail running. Is that true?
Well, I used to like to run outside. I didn't necessarily train outside. So, you know, I'm not really a fan of the treadmill too much. And where I used to live in England, I live in beautiful Orange County, California now. But where I used to live in England, there's lots of hills and valleys and just great places to run. So I used to try and take my running outside as often as I could.
Now you have to run at the ugly old beach.
Yeah, I know. Right. That sucks. Now, Orange County, why in the hell didn't you come in? We're Los Angeles, man. You should have come out and been on the show live today.
6:30 in the morning.
You still in your PJs?
No, unfortunately, I'm in New Jersey. I've got a fight April 27th against a guy called Alan Belcher. That's UFC 59 this weekend. And, you know, next time I'm in L.A., I would love to stop by.
Yeah, definitely hang out with us. Hey, your fight this Saturday is in, like you mentioned, Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. It's available live on pay-per-view at 7 p.m. And you're fighting Alan Belcher. Now, this is like the culmination of, like, the Ultimate Fighter. You were a coach on the Ultimate Fighter. And now the coaches this season, John Jones and Chael Sonnen, are going to go head-to-head in the main event. But you got Michael Bisping, which you are a fan favorite, but it's like either people I think love you or don't. I mean, do you notice that? Like they like you or like they're not fans of yours
at
all?
You're saying they're Michael Bisping haters?
I think so.
What?
I mean, don't you feel that a little bit?
Yeah, no, I mean, I suppose I do, you know. I mean, obviously when you get a bunch of people together, sometimes I get booed. I do tend to be a polarizing figure, but most of my encounters with people, you know, one-to-one are always positive. I've never had a bad interaction with a UFC fan. Everyone has positive things to say and wants a picture or whatever. But you get a bunch of people together, you know, someone's going to be the villain, someone's going to be the good guy.
Now, Michael,
and,
when you hear booing...
I tend to be the villain more often than not. But, you know, I'm cool with that.
Now, Michael, when you come out, let's say, and you hear the booing, does that really get inside your head and bother you, or are you almost driven by it, like, I'm going to win you all over?
Well, yeah, there's a certain element of that. It does drive you in some respects, but to be honest, you don't really notice it. I think the first time it ever happened, it did. It kind of threw me off a little bit. But since then, unfortunately, I've got used to it, and I'm just focused on the task at hand. You know, obviously, you know, fighting is a very physical sport, but there's a strong mental aspect to it as well. So I'm just zoned in on the job at hand, and whether the crowd are booing or cheering, I'm just focused on my opponent.
Yeah, it's really a great night for fights. I'm obviously John Jones and Chael Sonnen. Not that you're thinking about other fights on the card, but I mean, what do you think about that fight? I mean, are you leaning one direction? Are you rooting for one guy more than the other? I mean, who do you think is going to take that one?
Well, for me, I always root for the underdog. John Jones, obviously, he's a fantastic champion, and he's been, you know, a very dominant champion, beating a who's who of mixed martial arts. So, you know, he's rightly so regarded as the favorite in that fight. But for anybody to think that Chael Sonnen can't give him problems, you know, you would be a fool. Chael's a very decorated wrestler. He gave Anderson Silva, you know, who's widely regarded as the best pound-for-pound fighter in the business. He gave Anderson Silva fits, you know, he gave him many, many problems. And Anderson managed to pull out a submission at the last minute. So Chael's going to bring it to John Jones. I know Chael is a very confident guy, certainly not scared of John. So it's going to be a great fight. You know, John has taken out, you know, fantastic fighters like Rampage Jackson, like Shogun, people like that. You know, you got to lean towards John, but Chael's going to make it interesting, that's for sure.
I also like the Roy Nelson-Chick Congo fight because, I mean, I always root for Roy Big Country because it just...
Oh, you're telling me about this guy,
He does not have the typical fighter's body, and he doesn't give a damn. I love how when he wins, he hops up on the octagon and starts rubbing his gut. I mean, you got to love Roy.
Roy's actually a great guy, but so is Chick Congo. Chick's actually a very good friend of mine, and that is going to be a fantastic heavyweight bout as well. I mean, as you said, Roy... Well, he certainly has the everyman's body. He certainly has a big old belly on him, and you know, and he plays up to that fact. And then in contrast to that, you've got Chet Congo, who has a body, looks like he's carved out of granite. So those two are definitely at opposite ends of the body spectrum, if you will. But that's going to be a fantastic heavyweight.
Now, they go three rounds, right, fight, Michael?
Is, you know, I'm guaranteeing you right now is going to be an amazing fight. And then obviously a fantastic light heavyweight title fight. So this is a great fight card at the weekend, and I'm just proud and excited to be a part of it.
You go five rounds, right, Michael?
The main event or title fights, they go five-minute rounds. If you just one of the featured bouts from the fight card, they got 3 5-minute rounds. So my last fight was 5-5. This time, because I'm fighting Alan Belcher, it's only going 3-5. So okay. I'm thanking for that. You know, unfortunately, it's not a big enough name for us to be the main event.
Well, but, we'll be watching.
But it is actually a really good night for pay-per-view. So if you are going to spend your money on a night, I say spend it on this Saturday to watch John Jones, Chael Sonnen, and Michael Bisping, Alan Belcher. You got Roy Nelson, Chick Congo, Jim Miller, Pat Healy. I mean, it's a good night. And good luck to you, Michael. And yeah, next time you're hanging out in Los Angeles, you want to stop by anytime and hang out with us, feel free. Okay, buddy?
Absolutely, I would love to do that. As I said, I'm out in Orange County, California. I love it down there, and yeah, absolutely. Guys, everybody, tune in. UFC 159, April 27th this weekend. It's going to be great.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
1-800-955-5567 is the number.
Wow, what a cute little accent, personality.
It's going to be funny to see, like, Roy Nelson, if you're not familiar. He has, the mullet. And,
you were telling me about this guy,
And the gut. I mean, he does look like every man.
Does he have
and,
big, like, aren't, like...
Well, I mean, he's a heavyweight. He's a big boy. They call him Big Country, but he's just a big boy. And he's a great fighter, too. I mean, he's a great wrestler, and he's got some power. But to see him going to be facing off against Chick Congo, like he said...
Who he says...
This is like this Adonis giant black dude. This is just, like, ripped,
what
shredded.
Hell?
So to see them facing off, it's going to be kind of funny. It's really? But, I mean, seriously.
My money's on, and you're like, don't be so sure.
Yeah, don't be so sure, because if Roy gets you down, I mean, it's just like a blanket of blubber that you just cannot escape. Seriously, you can't get out from under him.
Oh, I can't wait.
Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people, on demand, webcast, behind the scenes, too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com, check it out.